Okay, we're up to the Akeda, the prayer book, page 12. And first we begin with the opening prayer before we say the Akeda. And the reason we say we start with the Akeda every morning is A, to remember Zchut Avot, to invoke the merit of our patriarchs, because prayers correspond to the sacrifices. The morning sacrifices, they would also begin the daily service in the temple. They would wait until the sun rose in Hebron. When the sun would rise in Hebron, that's when they would begin the service, to evoke and invoke the merit of the patriarchs. So we start with the Akedah. Also, the Akedah was the 10th, final, and greatest test of Abraham. At the beginning of the day, we also want to remind ourselves that we should have the strength to be able to restrain ourselves, to overcome our temptations. So if Abraham had the strength to be able to pass the test of the Akedah, so this gives us the strength that we need. And as we'll discuss, this is actually, this gets to the essence of prayer and the essence of the Jew. But first we open up with a prayer. This is a prayer we only say on days that we say Tachanun, that we say the confession, not on holidays. The Akedah is something we say, recite each and every day of the year. Shabbos, Yom Tov, every day of the year. But this opening prayer and the prayer that follows the Akedah, this is only said on days that we say Tachanun, that we say the confession. So what is the opening prayer? Elokeinu, our God. Velokei Avoseinu, the God of our fathers. Which comes first? Our parents come first. We should say Elokei Avoseinu, Velokeinu, the God of our fathers and our God. Why do we start Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu? Because Elokeinu means it's personal. Ishit, it's my God. Prayers that are personal are much more likely to be answered. You know, Elokei Avoseinu, the God of my fathers. It's very holy, it's a great reverence, but it's distant from me. Elokeinu, when it hits home, It affects me personally. My prayers are on an entire different level. When I feel the Elokeinu, that it's my personal God, then the prayers are much deeper. And therefore, it'll be more likely Hashem will respond. So first we say Elokeinu, that's the more powerful prayer. In addition, Elokei Avoseinu, the merit of our parents, ancestors. Zochreinu b'zikaron ta'ilu fanecha, remember us favorably before you. Ufagdeinu, and be mindful of us. Bifkudas Yeshua v'rachamim, for deliverance and mercy. Pagdeinu is also a memory, but it's more than just a memory. There is a memory, could be just in your mind, you remember. Ufagdeinu means a memory that you act on that memory. So not only remember us favorably, but act on that memory to deliver us, to give us deliverance and mercy. Mishmei Shmei Kedem, from the heavens, the ultimate heavens, the heaven of heavens, supernal heavens. Because the Akedah that we're about to read is something that reaches very deep, very high. It reaches in the highest heights. Uscharlon, remember on our behalf, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God, Avas HaKadmonim, the love of the patriarchs, Avram, Yitzchak, Yisrael, and Israel, Avadecha, your servant. V'es ha-bris, the covenant, v'es ha-chesed, and the loving kindness, v'es ha-shavua, and the oath, sh'nishbaita, that you swore, Avraham Avinu b'har ha-Moriah. So he mentions here three things: bris, covenant, chesed, kindness, and shavua, and oath. Now, Hashem responds to the Jewish people. There are things that Hashem is interactive. He rewards us. If we act a certain way, he rewards us. But then there are certain things that Hashem does that's really beyond us. For example, a covenant. When you make a covenant, what do you need to make a covenant? You used to take an animal, split it in half, and you make a covenant. Hashem made a covenant with Avram, Bris Ben Absar. The purpose of a covenant is that two people will love each other, but you make a covenant that nothing is going to separate you. Just like these two halves of one animal are inseparable, So too, they walk between the two half animals to show that nothing can separate them. They're all one and inseparable. So no matter what happens, whether we're worthy or not worthy, Hashem made a covenant that He's going to stick with us. And then you have chesed, kindness, loving kindness. Who do you need to do loving kindness? Someone who needs it, someone who's not worthy. If someone is worthy, then it's a reward. It's not an act of kindness. You're not doing any kindness. If someone earned it, it's not kindness. Kindness means someone who doesn't earn it, who doesn't deserve it. It's a pure act of kindness, loving kindness to, nevertheless, to do good to that person. A shavua is an oath that's binding. That even though two good friends take an oath, maybe now they feel like best friends, but they know there may come a time when they won't feel like best friends anymore. They took an oath that's binding, that even when that time will come, they'll still be there for each other and still act as best friends. So we're asking Hashem that even if we're not worthy, He should remember for us, remember the Akedah, remember the covenant and Hashem's loving kindness and the oath that He swore by the Akedah. After the Akedah, Hashem took an oath to Avraham. So we're asking Hashem to remember this. The Zohar says it is nothing greater than the Akedah. The Akedah is what saves us from death. The Akedah is what saves the Jewish people in a time of exile. Because just like Hashem told the angel to tell Avram, don't do anything to him. Altas le'moma. When a Jew says the Akedah, the parsha of the Akedah with the proper intent, Hashem says the same thing. Nothing should happen to us. Nothing could happen to the Jewish people. So this is the oath that Hashem took by the Akedah. So we're asking Hashem to remember this oath, remember the covenant, remember His loving kindness, remember His oath. That you swore to Avram, Bahar HaMeriah, Mount Meriah. Why is the temple mount called Mount Meriah? Two reasons. Firstly, Meriah comes from the word myrrh, which is one of the spices, the incense that was offered in the temple. So it's the mountain where they offer the incense as an aroma, pleasing aroma to Hashem. Another reason is, Meriah comes from the word Hira. This was the source of guidance. This was with the Jewish Supreme Court. This is where the Torah. This is where all the guidance came for the Jewish people. Hara Meriah. And that's why it says also, Mount Sinai, the Medrash says, came from Hara Meriah. Sinai is the giving of the Torah. Meriah is the place with the Jewish Supreme Court. Meriah, Hira. Ki Metzion Teitzei Torah. And that's connected to the Akedah. Because the Akedah was an act of self-sacrifice. Hashem commanded Avraham to offer Yitzchak. He didn't command Yitzchak. So Yitzchak could have thought to himself, could have made a calculation and say, wait a minute. We all heard directly from Hashem. We have the 7 Noahide laws, which are binding and imperative on every human being. And one of the 7 Noahide laws is, thou shalt not murder, including, thou shalt not commit suicide. So here he heard directly from Hashem, thou shalt not commit suicide. And here he heard from Avraham that he's being offered as a sacrifice. If he was just going by rational calculation, he should have calculated and said, wait, I have no right to commit suicide based on what Avraham said. Hashem told me directly, all of us directly, thou shalt not take life. I can't take someone else's life and I can't take my own life. And nevertheless, he put everything aside, he followed Avram, and was ready to offer his life. And that's the foundation of Torah. Torah has to be based on self-sacrifice, on doing what's right, doing what Hashem wants us to do. Learning Torah is not just about being clever and manipulating the Torah, it's about discovering the truth. What does Hashem want to do? And Yitzchak knew this was the truth. This is what Hashem wanted of him at that time. So he just surrendered to it, and he opened himself up to it, even though it meant taking his own life. So in order to study Torah properly, you have to have that sacrifice, that I'm here to study Torah, to know the truth. That's why that was the seat of the Jewish Supreme Court, the place of the Akedah. Because to study Torah properly, to be a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, you have to have that egolessness, that I'm here, really here to try to understand the Torah, I'm really here to understand what does Hashem really want? What's Hashem really saying? And only if you have that selflessness and that self-sacrifice, and that heroic self-sacrifice for truth, then Hashem will help you, that hurrah, you'll guide, you'll come to the truth, you'll be able to come to the emes. So we're asking Hashem, remember the oath that Hashem made, the vow that Hashem took to Avram at the mountain, right after the Akedah, as we're going to read in a moment. And this Akedah, remember the Akedah, Sha'aka des Yitzchak Benoi, that he tied Yitzchak his son, Al Gabi HaMizbeah. That's why every morning, the way they would tie the sacrifice, the daily sacrifice, they would also do the same Akedah, just like Yitzchak was tied. Instead of tying all four legs of the animal together, they took the one hand and one leg and tied it together, one hand and one leg, just like Yitzchak was tied, was bound, the Akedah, to remember the schus, the merit of the Akedah. So we're asking Hashem every morning, remember the Akedah, that he bound Yitzchak, his son, on top of the altar, as it stated in your Torah, that it was considered as if he offered Yitzchak as a sacrifice on the altar. And it says that Hashem remembers, it says in the Torah in Genesis, Hashem remembered. He remembers the covenant that he made with Abraham. We're going to say it at the prayer after the Akedah, page 14. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov. I remember the covenant that I made with Yaakov. V'afes brisi Yitzchak, and the bris of Yitzchak. V'afes brisi Avram esker. And also the bris of Avram, I'll remember. So he mentions remember by Yaakov and by Avram. He doesn't mention remember by Yitzchak. Why not? So the rabbis say because he doesn't have to remember. Because the ash of Yitzchak is lying on the altar. Because when Avram found the ram and he substituted the ram for Yitzchak, every single thing he did to the ram is he prayed, it's as if I'm doing this to Yitzchak. I'm slaughtering Yitzchak and I'm offering and then I'm burning the sacrifice. And those ashes, which was as if he was burning Yitzchak, those ashes are on the altar. Question is, the ashes in the altar had to be removed. After the sacrifice, they would remove the ashes. In the morning, they would remove the ashes. So why are the ashes of Yitzchak, 3,800 years ago, why are the ashes still in the altar till this very day? And the answer is because the Akedah, it's as if it's happening, it's as if it's ongoing. The Akedah is happening today. So the ashes are there today, it's present. And what's the idea of the ashes? The ash represents the physical, the body. What's left when you burn something? The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, in the fourth part of the Tanya, we learn in letter 15, tanyaclass.com, that everything in this world is made up of the four basic elements, earth, liquid, gas, and fire, energy. When you burn something, the fire, the leaves, the moistness of the fire, it's the liquid, the wind, the gas, the fire, smoke. What's left? The core, the essence, what's left? The ashes, the physical, the material, that's what remains. So the Akedah of Yitzchak, what's so special about the Akedah? Because the Akedah was a physical sacrifice. Even though Avram was ready to die himself, he sacrificed himself for Hashem's name. His first test, Ur Kasdim, he was thrown into the fire. He was ready to give up his life for Hashem, but the fire there didn't touch him. At the end, he wandered around. It was like a botanical gardens for him. The angels came, and for 3 days, he was wandering around in the fire, the most astonishing, astounding thing that Nimrod and everyone around them saw, watched with their own eyes. The fire didn't touch Avram. So Avram was ready to sacrifice his life, but at the end, he wasn't even touched by it. He says, Yitzchak, actually, his soul expired. His soul expired. He actually died. And Hashem gave him a new soul, a different soul. Before that, he had a feminine soul, the Kabbalists say, and then he received a masculine soul, and that's why he was able to get married and have a father only after the Akedah. So he was actually Mesirat Nefesh. He was actually died from the fear, the fright. He died. But also for Avram, it's one thing for Avram was ready to sacrifice his life for Hashem. But to sacrifice Yitzchak, his son, this was a Mesirat Nefesh that affected the physical. It was more physical. Ur Kazdim, Avraham was so dedicated, he loved Hashem so much, it was a spiritual dedication, he was so selfless and dedicated, he was ready to die for Hashem. But to offer a sacrifice to your child, this was already something physical. And that's what we say, that we start out the day, that just like Avraham was ready to sacrifice, and his sacrifice was something that even affected the physical, so too, the Akedah should inspire us that we should be ready to sacrifice our Yetzirah, our inclinations, temptations, drives, to be able to overcome, restrain ourselves, sacrifice ourselves for the sake of Hashem. So this is the opening prayer.